Welcome to the podcast. I'm Dr. Andrea Pennington.
With insight and inspiration to be more fully you, providing practical tips for self-healing, overcoming limiting beliefs and blocks, empowering you to love and live your authentic self. It's time to unlock your potential for optimal well-being, living with purpose, and having an extraordinary impact in the world. It's time to awaken, transform, and thrive.
Is fear holding you back? Does fear stop you from pursuing your passion, traveling the world, or embarking on a new life path? Not only is living in fear a surefire way to feel bad now, but it can also lead to regrets later in life, as in on our deathbed. My mother's diagnosis of dementia has caused our family to look over our lives with new scrutiny, especially in the areas of dreams and passions. I mean, I feel blessed to have what appears to be a long life ahead of me to pursue my goals and aspirations. But seeing Mom struggle with wanting to still see patients to this day, sometimes I feel really sad. And it's really hard to see Mom completely dependent on others, as she was a feisty little mama in her days. Fortunately, I don't fall into self-pity, nor do I feel pity for my mother, mainly because Mom told me just a few short months ago that she is happy with how she lived her life. She even says that though she would still love to go dancing and find a boyfriend, she has no regrets. She lived her life to the fullest, she says, beaming with satisfaction. In the free ebook that I wrote outlining the 10 traits of highly resilient people, living with purpose or meaning is trait number 10. The belief is that when we're faced with death, we want to be able to look back over our lives and say that we have no regrets. Now, Mom has said this repeatedly, and while in the beginning it was hard to hear, lately it's given me comfort and inspiration. Mom lovingly tells us tales of her traveling the world and partying at discos till the wee hours of the morning. In fact, winding her tail, as she says with her West Indian accent, was one of the most gratifying ways to celebrate a week of work well done. And that means dancing, by the way. For Mom, giving of her time and expertise to patients gave her life meaning. But enjoying the company of friends and loved ones while jamming to good music was also important. So what about you? Will you die with regrets? A dear friend of mine, Derry Llewellyn Davies, recently shared in a TEDx a touching experience that he had with his father, who, on his deathbed, tearfully explained that he was about to die with serious regrets. Derry's father was sad to say that he hadn't followed through with many of his dreams and desires. Now, Derry took those words as an ominous warning to check his lifestyle and priorities and consciously craft a life of no regrets. He has since created his own global grand slam of crazy adventure challenges, including running 6 marathons across the desert in a week, an Ironman competition, and climbing 7 of the highest mountains in the world. Derry was on Mount Everest last spring when the devastating earthquake hit, which he described in an emotional TEDx entitled, F the Fear, It's Not Real Anyway. I encourage you to watch it and reflect on your own life. I mean, the title of the talk alone should motivate you. Listen in to something Derry shared.
After 3 days and 3 nights, on the north face of Everest, having faced what I faced, I could look back on the last 12 years, looking death in the eye, and say, no regrets. I've gone out fully. I've lived fully in all areas of my life. If the Maker's going to take me right now, I can go out with no regrets. That was a beautiful moment for me. And that's a beautiful moment I want for all of you. Now, is it the easy choice? No, it's not. It's the tough choice.
So, are you living fully, like, now? If all of your superficial memories were melting away, like Mom's, or you were staring death in the face, could you say that you lived with no regrets and take precious memories of adventure, fun, and love with you? Hearing Mom reiterate her satisfaction with her life has given me enormous comfort and inspiration to follow my heart and passion. Living in France for the last 6 years has confirmed that her example was right. I don't regret the decision at all. So, what about you? Please let me know about your dreams or regrets. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at askdra@andreapennington.com.
You are a gift to the world. Embrace your unique talents and share your presence with passion. Until next time, may you be filled with light and love.
For access to free online life coaching, guided meditations, ebooks, webinars, and other free downloads, visit me online at andreapennington.com.